Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
And just think, we get to do it all again in less than 2 weeks for Luke Bryan. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Hi.
You need to start napping now.
I jumped right back in my goggle in the water this morning. I was like, man, I can't do this again.
Yeah. A
couple of weeks with Luke Bryan. That was a crazy show.
It was a hot one out there. Oh, John my
Party.
Gosh.
It was great.
But it was great.
Still got a little bit of a headache, like a fatigue headache.
Oh, yeah.
But you ever have that fun, like you have a fun headache? Like you've had so much
it's called
fun.
A hangover.
Well, I don't know. I
I'm
don't
pretty sure,
call,
but you can call it a
that.
Fun, a quote-unquote fun headache for the kids if you want.
Why are you so negative?
I'm not negative. I've never heard it called a fun headache before.
Why are you so negative? My fun headache continues from Saturday night.
Might have been part heat stroke as well.
Yes, half of that probably kicked in. Really good time. Dirks was so cool. And John Party was cool. We got plenty of video up on a Mark and Melanie Facebook page of backstage with Dirks and on John Party's bus, which got really kind of interesting. When
yeah.
John Party, in the middle of the interview, decided that he was just going to make a triple tall vodka and water.
Did he decide that? Or was he pushed by you
a little bit? I don't know. I think
he was just sick of answering interview questions, and he was just like, I'm going to just go make a
drink. I want to see the real John Party.
Yeah.
Like, what are you about, man? Like, you're so elusive sometimes, like, when we talk to you. And he's like, you want to see the real John Party? Makes a drink.
And that's exactly what he did.
That's what he did. Great performance, though, man. That was just so great. So,
oh, yeah, everybody. It was awesome.
So we're going to do it again for Luke Bryan. We got tickets this morning. We'll kick it off at 7:40. 7:40, Luke, less than 2 weeks away.
Do it.
Cole Swindell opening for that. So that'll be another big party show.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time. All right, 7:40. Put in your phones now so you don't forget. 7:40, Luke Bryan on QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, here we go. It was a big, big weekend. This is a big reason why.
Holding my coffee up like a little Simba. 99.5
QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, Lion King, $185 million opening.
Yeah.
They said it'd be $150 million, so it blows that away. Ninth biggest opening of all time. And that was Shay from Dan and Shay. They did this right before a concert. I thought this was great. We'll throw the video up on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. He goes to some room. This looks like a room where they filmed the movie Saw. Remember that movie? And it looked like some old sterile basement room.
It looked like an area in the stadium that is behind the scenes that you don't get to see. And
he's got the red Solo cup.
Yes.
And obviously he's giving a little tribute to the Lion King. It's crazy how good it sounds. Dan and Shay throwing a little tribute to the Lion King, but the Lion King just dominated. I didn't go see it because, we had Kids Day yesterday, and I figured also going to see the Lion King would be Kids Day, so no matter where I was going to go.
That's true.
So
yeah.
I'm going to go this week, but everybody, you know this got bad reviews?
What? Oh, Everyone I talked to
bad reviews.
Said it was great.
Rotten Tomatoes was at 55% yesterday. But
they also rate every Jennifer Lopez movie as an awful movie, and those are great.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if I can get into all that.
But Made in Manhattan, such a good movie.
What did Anaconda have from Jennifer Lopez? We'll have to go back and check. That must have been really good.
All right. Well,
was,
all of them except for that
awesome,
one.
By the way, that movie was great. Anaconda. It got her career started. Really?
Did it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Totally
pretty sure
did.
That was in Living Color.
What did you have the latest Rotten Tomatoes on Lion King, Kevin?
It's 54%.
Oh, it down since I checked.
But 89% from audience reaction. From
hey,
it.
There you go.
All right. So to the people that matter,
right?
It was really good. I should start every day like that.
Your new alarm clock.
No,
set
I want to do that when my alarm goes off.
You want to do that.
I want to get up and really just. Man,
Your wife is going to hate you.
My wife's words after that, if I did that, beep, 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 beep,
shut
beep,
up.
Beep, beep, beep. All right, listen, if you saw Lion King, would you text us? Give us a quick text review, 800-992-1099. Loved it, liked it, hated it, thought it was amazing, really surprised. I hope, you know, I'm hoping for this to be really good. Like, I'm rooting for this to be a great movie. I don't want this to be a letdown.
All of the people that I know that saw it said it was great. And I'm planning on going and taking my niece. We're going Wednesday and seeing it. I'm still excited.
Yeah, we're going to go tomorrow. So I'm pumped out. I hope this is a really, really good movie. We'll see your reviews on the text line. 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tell you, when I hear these stories, I just don't know how it happened. I just can't figure out how this happened. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. But this guy that got hit by lightning yesterday in Clearwater Beach.
So sad.
This guy's alive. I mean, and let me tell you, the people next to him on the beach who jumped right in, started doing CPR. Man, name the beach after these people. Because to have that, whatever that is inside, where something like that happens, I mean, a bolt of lightning comes down from the sky and hit someone next to you, and you just jump into action? It's just crazy. Here's the story.
Started doing the compressions on the guy and, like, rotating with other people. The adrenaline was rushing, and everybody in the staff, you know, everybody, it was basically like time stopped at that moment. I hope he was going to make it. His girlfriend was, like, right next to him on the floor, and she was completely traumatized, so I was just hoping he would make it.
Fire officials say the lightning strike injured 7 others. They were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The people who were out here say it all lasted 20 minutes. For some, it was very scary.
I was crying because I was scared. And it's like, it's my first time being here and my first time being to a beach. And for like this to happen, it's like really scared me.
I'll tell you, those apps that detect lightning, like where the strikes are, when you go to the beach, you almost have to have that now.
No doubt about it.
You know, one of my sons, Trey, played football. And at the football fields, they have this lightning system on top of the roof of
smart, yeah.
No, it's crazy. When it detects lightning within 8 miles, it starts blowing this horn. It's almost like a tornado siren, sort of. And you immediately got to clear the fields, and everyone just, you know, you run to your cars and everything like that. But I'm thinking they need to start putting those on the beaches, man.
That would be so smart. And the thing is that you should leave anyway. When you see lightning and you know the storm is getting close, but people just ignore it. They don't think that it could happen to them, but it's, I mean, look what just happened.
Yeah.
8 people in total were injured.
Yeah, 8 people, but this man, he took a direct hit, and the people next to him were, you know, they were like kind of dazed and phased. You know, you get that bolt of lightning to come down, and it's like, you don't really know what happened for a minute.
Think of how loud and just, I mean, I've been close to where it's hit a tree or something,
yeah.
But to see it actually strike somebody and right next to you, I cannot even imagine. Thank God this guy's okay.
The Clearwater Fire and Rescue, they have a motto they go by, and they always talk about this, but it's called, when you hear the roar, go indoor. And that's exactly right. Like, you hear thunder roaring, just get inside. You know, that's what I tell my kids all the time. We're outside in the pool, hear that thing roaring, get inside.
Yes.
So, you know, big props to Clearwater Fire and Rescue. They were there, and everybody else on the beach that jumped in to help this guy.
Yeah.
He's made it, and I know yesterday he was fighting for his life, but I think he's turned the corner, and I think he's going to make it. So I'm glad this is going to end well for everybody. I know it was scary, but
same.
You know, we got to use this for moving forward. You know, when we all a lot of us go to the beaches every weekend or a couple times a month or a couple times a summer, and you got to think about this. So hear that roar, get indoor.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Luke Fast. 99.5 QIK. Luke tickets, 7:40. We're 38 minutes away on 99.5 QIK. Be the first person in Tampa to get these Luke tickets. That's going to be awesome. All right, weekend in a country song. If there was a country song to perfectly describe your weekend, what would it be? Text us now, 800-992-1099. Give us a song. Give us a quick story about why that song would totally describe your weekend. Melanie, you are up first.
Might have a little dirt. Yeah, a little John party. Taking you uptown. Dirt on my boots. Obviously, we saw him on Saturday. We hung out with him on his tour bus, but that is not why I picked this song. It was because after the show, we walked to my friend's car, and she didn't exactly explain where her car was parked.
She lied. I mean, you can try to dress all this. She straight lied.
She goes, oh, I just parked by the entrance. I am telling you, I have never, ever walked so far to get to a car before.
The entrance to Jacksonville is what she should have said.
To Georgia.
Man.
I mean, we were walking and walking and walking. It was like, it was a mile away, at least.
Man. How do y'all get an Uber out of there when the show's over? I tried and tried and tried. First off, there was it just kept saying no Ubers available. Then there was available, but he was coming from Lakeland.
Whoa, man.
And I was like, I cannot sit here till, and then it had like estimated time of arrival at my house at like 2:37 in the morning, which I wound up only beating by about 30 minutes anyway, because we had to walk to Jacksonville to get into Melanie's friend's car to drive to St. Pete.
I had blisters all over my feet from my booties, and I was just like, why did you say that the car was parked closer than this?
Your friend was very nice
in
offering us the ride home, but she just had a very poor lapse judgment. And just because...
I feel so bad. She felt so bad, by the way. Mark and I... Okay.
I almost called an Uber from the walk halfway.
Yeah, because that's how far it was.
No, at this point, we were in another zip code, and I'm like, oh, I got a whole fresh new batch of Ubers to pick from. It's all good now.
I just love that, you know, she was offering to drive us home, which was super sweet. And so for the first half of the walk, none of us complained. We were just like, okay. Well, one of us did. The
in my head,
one,
I was complaining. Not out loud.
Right. Yeah. But then once we passed, I mean, the entrance of the fairgrounds and we crossed the street, both of us, Mark is like, where are we going? Should I just get an Uber? And then I started complaining. Then I took my boots off because my feet hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And about
at the end of the walk, there were people coming in to set up their tailgates for the Luke Bryan show. And I'm like, well, we should just stay.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, we should just stay now because this is taking forever.
It was so bad that on Sunday, she actually texted me Sunday morning and goes, hey, I just want to apologize again for not really explaining correctly where my car was parked. I was just like,
She knew.
She goes, I was just trying. I figured that you guys were done and didn't want to wait in traffic. That's why I parked so far away.
We were done. Yeah, we were done, all right.
It's like, well, we didn't have to worry about traffic because everyone was gone.
Man.
That's crazy.
I feel like I did like an Orange Theory class or something getting to the car, man. I was just out of breath. My back was killing me, dude.
I should go and look on my phone and see how far we walked because you know it always tracks.
We broke records, man.
You can break it down to the time.
We broke records.
I'm checking it right now.
That was a record-breaking walk to your car from a concert. All right, on the way next, Kevin.
6 miles we walked on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, no,
six
no.
6 miles.
Probably five
Four
of
and a half were going to the car. All right, our song's next. 99.5 QIK. What would be your weekend in a country song? 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. As we get closer and closer, there's Luke Bryan tickets. 30 minutes away at 7:40. You're going to get them here. Be one of the first in Tampa Bay to get those Luke tickets, less than 2 weeks away. All right, so Melanie, we talked about her song was Dirt on My Boots. Great show with John Party over the weekend. It was an interesting time on his bus, watching him drink a triple tall, Tito's, and water. Just Tito's and water, triple tall. That man don't mess around.
Just a splash of water, too.
It was a spit. It was a spit of water. But, you know, the funny thing about him, you know, he's 6'4". So a triple tall for him, it's not, you know, it's not. He can handle
it. He is a tall glass of water. Really, that is for, or vodka, whatever.
Kevin, you are up next. Here's your song. That is the live version of John Party.
Yep, night shift. We were on the weekend shift, so I was just using that as like a play on words, I guess.
I thought John Party did a great job.
He did.
You know,
I love that guy.
I didn't know this before. I've seen him a couple times. He's an intense singer. Man, he really he leans into it.
He was sweating so bad up there.
Well, look what he was wearing, though.
I know. Yeah.
Did you see his post on Instagram? Because that was his one comment about the Tampa show was, man, it's hot in Florida in July. I was like, well, that it is.
Well, it is.
He's doing low carb.
He's so sweaty.
He told us on the bus he was doing low carb because he's trying to lose some weight. And he said yesterday, he had, before the show, actually Saturday, he said he had 4 beers and had to take a nap because all the carbs from the beer hit him and he had to take a nap. And then he gets up and he's drenched on stage.
And he ate pasta.
He ate a plate
of
pasta.
A combo.
He's not doing good at the low carb.
No, he's not.
Not as beers and pasta.
It's got to be hard when everybody wants to party with you.
That's true. But it's like, I'm on the low-carb diet. What'd you have today? Beer and pasta. Okay.
Whoops.
Not really on the low-carb diet, though, man.
It's not going well.
It's not it. Here's mine, by the way. Chris Young losing sleep. Didn't get a lot of it this weekend, although it was all really worth it. It was fun. Real life. Had the Dirks show Saturday, which was a lot of fun. And talked about the crazy getting out of there. We had to walk 2.5 miles to the car, Melanie's car.
I actually went back on the step counter on my iPhone and then put it into the converter. We walked almost 3 miles to get to the car. I didn't even know you could park that far away.
Like, where was she parked?
Kevin, it was by the interstate. Like, I'm not even kidding you.
It was not by the interstate. It was way beyond the interstate. Let me tell you, if it was by the interstate, I just would have hitchhiked home. Trust me, it was not by the interstate.
Crazy.
There was no interstate. So
so far.
Then we had kids' day yesterday at Raymond James. So it was a quick turnaround to get up and, you know, pack up the kids and
screaming kids while hungover.
It was like, wow, man. It was like, and my wife was part of the motivating crew on Sunday morning. She was like, in my face, she's like, kids' day. We've got to go to kids' day. You've got to get up now. And I'm just like, it was a good time, though. But not a lot of sleep. Kids' day was great, man. At Raymond James, they had these guys parachuting into the stadium.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I saw all the animals, and then Santa Claus was there.
Santa showed up.
I know him.
Yeah, John Party wearing his jeans were hot. How about Santa? That was crazy.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
He's right out of the North Pole to a little quick trip to Florida in July.
See, I think Santa vacations down here. He's got a summer condo, so he's used to it.
We got Snowbird Santa yesterday. Yes. Needed a little break. Luke Bryan tickets, 7:40, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Man, it's such a great song for a Monday morning. Back to life. back to life. It sort of just fits, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Luke Bryan tickets. We are 20 minutes away. I want you to be one of the first in Tampa Bay to get these tickets. 7:40 on QYK. All right, there is a man, speaking of Monday mornings, there is a man who believes birds are conspiracy theories in themselves and that they're fake birds, flying birds. Listen to this.
I have an avid disbelief in avian beings. The government genocided over 12 billion birds and simultaneously replaced them with surveillance drones disguised as birds.
Now, the only reason I play that for you is because I know there's a lot of people get, what do they call it, the Sunday scaries, where you get anxiety about
work on Monday.
Right. And then Monday morning you get like that, you know, you're driving to work, you're like, ugh. But you're probably not dealing with somebody who believes that 12 million birds were taken out by the government only to be replaced by electronic robot drones. And he believes it. This is how he lives his life. He says, I read more about the story. He runs from birds when he sees them.
Because, well, I run from birds, too. But I believe in them. That's why I run from them. They're real. They're here. They're chasing me for my chips on the beach.
That is real. They are hungry. They are hungry.
I do not mess with birds. I do not like them.
So whatever you got going on this morning, I just wanted you to know that this guy's out there, and you probably aren't having to deal with something like
that. How does he explain when, like, there's a bird poops on you at the beach?
Well, that wasn't a bird.
That's fake. It's fake. It's made in a lab.
You know, the government just said
he didn't go there. He didn't try to explain that.
I got questions. This guy's really.
But I just love the fact that, you know, this guy. I mean, somebody's got to work with this guy. Somebody's got to get emails from this guy. Gosh. Somebody's got to sit in a meeting with this guy.
Place them with surveillance drones disguised as birds.
Okay, disguised as birds. Surveillance drones.
They even figured out how to make them poop.
That's
right.
That's Monday for you right there. Birds are fake. As Monday just happened. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Dirks living. I got to tell you, I got chills when he sung that live on Saturday night. There's something about it. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. He was nice enough to let Melanie and myself go backstage. Kevin was there too. And he was talking about that song. And he's like, you know, I just traveling around. He had his daughter in there with him too, which was really cool.
I love that it's a family affair. His wife was there. His daughter was there. And it was just really cute.
She came out and did a song with him. I mean, the whole thing was really neat.
Yeah, she rapped the entire Old Town Road. I mean, I always just kind of bop my head along to the song when it gets to the rap part. I'm like, I haven't learned all the words to it, but she knew every single word.
But living, I just thought it was great. He's like, hey, you know, you want to live or you know, you just want to be there, you know, or do you actually want to live? And then he sung it, and I was like, wow, yes, it's so cool. He was talking about being in the moment, like just being present where you are at that moment in time, understanding where you are and doing it. And he sung it, and I just felt like, man, it was just it's like 20,000 people just like
yes.
taking in the message. You know what I mean? And like to be a part of it was really cool. Just
all
to kind of
the feels.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like getting that message. I told my wife that when I got home, I was like, man, Dirk sung Living. And I was just like, whoa, like, man, we're here. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's weird. It's hard to explain, but I feel like everybody, all 20,000 people were in this weird way on the same page. You know what I mean? You don't get that at every show. It was something bizarre about
Everybody was present.
Yeah.
Everyone was listening to that song.
Totally.
And feeling it. And they were just like, oh my gosh, we're all here for the same reason. And it was just a good feeling.
It's really, really cool. Great job, Dirk. Saturday night, we all had a good time. Do it again for Luke. In less than 2 weeks away, we've got tickets in 10 minutes. And next, right after Brantley, Kevin and I made Melanie a ton of money over the weekend.
Yeah, you gave me an anxiety attack first, though.
We'll tell you what happened, how we saved her, and really protected her fiancé's money.
That's right.
Honestly, Kevin and I were financial advisors.
Yes. I don't know about all that.
We'll tell you what happened next. 99.5 QIK. All right, Lion King made a lot of money over the weekend, $158 million. It's actually Shay from Dan and Shay. I recorded a video and tweeted it out before one of their shows. That was great.
Why is he so good at that?
He's great. So Lion King makes $158 million. Coming in a close second is Melanie, who honestly snapped her fingers and doubled her net worth in 5 seconds. Let me tell you what happened. So I meet Melanie at the radio station on Saturday because we're heading up to heading up to Dirk's Bentley, okay? And her fiance's here, Brian, and we're jumping in an Uber. And as we're pulling off, Brian's like, hey, stop the car. And I'm thinking maybe you forgot your cell phone.
I forgot something.
He throws $100 in to Melanie and goes, lay this on one-handed blackjack. So we have this tradition. Kevin, Melanie, and I, we meet at the casino for like 10 minutes before we go over to the amp.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And it's like,
don't want to lose too much money.
No, yeah, but it's like, it's just fun. We just roll over there, we play a few hands, and we get out of there. It's just our tradition.
And we wanted to see the expansion. We got lost in there.
It was beautiful in there.
It looks great.
I know, it's a maze, though.
It really is.
So we're in there, and Melanie has anxiety the whole time. She's like, I can't put $100 on one hand of blackjack. I'm like, you have orders from your fiance. You have to spend the money the way he wants to spend the money. And
I know,
we get there and she goes,
it causes me so much stress. I didn't want to lose $100.
But it's not your money.
It's
not yours.
Yeah, but we're getting married. So it's
not yours yet.
Yeah, you were seeing like, I don't know,
what's
something
yours
for the wedding.
Mine.
No, but you were just kind of like, I could use that for the wedding.
Yes, everything now equates to what I could be spending it on at the wedding. It's like, oh, well, that's a little chunk of the band, or that's the food. I mean, there's so many different things that you have to get for it.
All right. So you got
I didn't want to spend $100.
So Kevin and I are like, it's your soon-to-be husband's wish. And here's what I said. I said, listen, it's like when you get old, right, and we're not on earth forever. And he says, hey, when I pass away, it'd almost be like this. If somebody gets cremated and they want to be put in the Gulf of Mexico, like that's what I want to do. But what if my wife gets lazy and throws me in the Atlantic Ocean for some reason? That's terrible. That's kind of what you were going to do.
That is nothing like
yes.
what I did on Saturday. That is nothing like
Excuse me. His final wishes on Saturday were that
his final wishes is not dying.
No, his final wishes for that $100 bill were that it be played on one hand of blackjack, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't know doesn't hurt.
If he can't trust you with a final wish on a Saturday, how can he trust you in the real final wish? Anyway.
I'll spread his ashes wherever he would like them spread. But I didn't want to lose $100.
So we go up to the table, and I said, the truth has arrived. The moment of truth has arrived. Play the 100. That's what he said.
Peer
I was
pressure.
A witness.
You and Kevin. You're like, come on, you got to do it.
Kevin's like,
do it.
Yeah, you have no choice at this point.
So we walked her to the blackjack table.
literally.
We walked her to it.
It looked like we had arrested her. Like, we were like, go to the table. Now, she puts the 100 down. The dealer looks, and the dealer's like, playing the whole thing? And she's like, well, and I was like,
I
said, sir, she needs one chip. Don't start counting out tens and one chip. And he looks around to the pit boss and he goes, got 100 on the bet. Boom. boom, lays down the chip. She sits down.
My hands start sweating. I was like, am I seriously going to do this? I do not want to lose
$100. Her first card is a six. Ah, not good.
Not good at all.
A little dicey. But the dealer lays a two. So yes. Things are getting interesting.
Are we going to ignore the fact that you told me to put the betting chip on the wrong space on the table like a jerk?
I wanted you to get off the anxiety and have a little moment of brevity there. You know what I mean?
Where do I put it to bet? And then Mark goes, oh, over on that yellow little circle thing.
I'm told to put it on the match the dealer part, which is not where you're supposed to put it.
And the dealer and he goes, no.
What are you doing? I was like, she's matching you already. You haven't even played a hand.
He goes, no, that's not it.
All right. Let me fast forward to the end.
Okay.
It's down to, I mean, this hand is going on. The dealer, they are now tied at 16s. And the dealer flops down 10. It's a 26. Dealer busts. Hey! Melanie doubles her money.
Melanie won. Doubled it.
$200.
So, Kevin and I are opening a financial consulting business.
That's right.
And our motto is, we'll double your money, guaranteed.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Unless it's on slots, which you make me lose money.
We're not so good at it. But congratulations. That was fun.
Thank you.
It's Q-I-K.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5
QYK. It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
All right, here we go. Luke Bryan tickets. We'll be doing this all week at 7:40.
Yes.
Sydney and Ashley, our contestants this morning, ready to do this. Sydney, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first. Going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Ashley, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. Then you guys will just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. All right, it's Monday.
It is Monday.
We're back at it. So, Sydney, the category is... Name things in an office. Go.
Tape. Computer. Paperclip. Printer. Ruler. Rug. Scissors. Desk. Pencil sharpener. Pencil. Calculator. Pen. Stapler. Stapler remover.
Ooh.
Staples.
Ooh.
Printer ink. Eraser. Mouse pad. Pencil.
Oh, pencil has already been said.
Pencils was a repeat.
Which means, Ashley, I know you were nervous, but it paid off, girlfriend.
Yes! My mom is going to be so excited because I'm taking her.
Oh, that's so cool.
Bringing mama. That's so cute.
You call up on a Monday, you dominate name game, and you give your mom a shout out. She's going to the show. That's great.
Aw.
Yes.
They did awesome.
They did.
Super
they were
good.
Rattling them off. The stapler thing. I was like, how many more things can we do that relate to staplers?
The stapler remover and
yes,
then the staple. That was
the
good.
The actual staples.
They went like full-on supplies.
I liked it. Good
I was going to go like coffee, boss, email,
annoying
memos,
people,
clients, supervisor. What did they miss? Text us, 800-992-1099.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, here we go. So good. That's Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay. Did this on Saturday night before a concert. He's holding a red Solo cup and he's in this bizarre, like, concrete room. It looks like where the movie Saw was filmed. And it's obviously some stadium they were playing, but he really is obviously paying a tribute to Lion King, which record-breaking, 158 million since Friday so far, making a ton of money. We've been getting a lot of texts. People really liked it. Some of the reviews were, Rotten Tomatoes only has a 54%, which is really low for Rotten Tomatoes.
But when you check the ratings of something, does it ever really keep you from going to see it? Because I will look it up, but then I don't care. If I want to see the movie, I'm seeing the movie.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm excited to... I'm taking my kids, I think, Tuesday. I'm just excited to share it with them because it's such a... Like, Lion King's just... It's an iconic American movie. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, my gosh, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't care.
Nostalgia.
Everyone's playing the comparison game, which is really hard to do. You know, this
it's going to happen because
I know.
It's basically a remake of their original.
But it's decades later. It's just so hard to kind of recreate that feeling, that nostalgia, right? So here's what I thought, though. This is probably the most iconic audio of the movie, right? Can you do that? Hold on. No, let me back off the mic a little bit because I don't want to turn my headphones down.
It's not going to sound like him.
I know. It's Shane
Mine's
Mooney. No
suck.
One's going to sound like him. He's incredible. Go ahead.
I feel like I need to hold something up, though. I need to hold up.
That's pretty good.
Is it?
I thought it was pretty good.
Thanks, Kevin. I want to hear yours.
Hold on. Okay, that's right. But Kevin did to talk smack. We'll have him compare it. All right, Kevin, go ahead.
I mean, I'm not Shay. I mean, I'm trying my best here.
You don't get to make
awful.
Fun of me.
It's A Zabenya. So it's A-H space Z-A-B-E-N-Y-A.
Oh, it's a Z, Zabenya?
Yes. I had to look this up last night because it was driving me crazy. So we want, call us now, 800-992-1099. Would you call us real quick and give us your best A Zabenya? Like, you're on your way to work, you're sitting on the bridge somewhere. By the way, I think this is a good stress reliever. Like, you know what I mean?
It's
freeing. It's soul freeing. It makes you, I don't know.
Especially on a Monday and you're at work. It wakes you up.
Would you call us now and give us and just scream out A Zabenya and just really, I just love this. I just absolutely love this. All right, let's do it together.
I want to hear yours.
Let's do it on three together. We'll do it all together on three.
So we don't have to hear you solo.
Right. I've lost my voice for this Dirk's thing, and it's just driving me crazy.
Yeah, the Dirk show. Okay.
One, two, three. Now, give us your best A Zabenya, you, your kids, whoever. 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Dan and Shay, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. We just played Shay Mooney's, his tribute to The Lion King. He tweeted out a video, his A Zabenya. It's not good.
It's definitely, it's not
Shay,
good.
He did it so well. So we have people, they're calling up right now, and they're in their cars, they're driving to work, and they're dropping their A Zabenyas on us for The Lion King. $158 million. We got Jackson on hold. Jackson is 6 years old, aww, and he's on hold. He says he's ready to go. All right, Jackson, we're all set for you, man.
No, Zabenyas.
I love the ending.
Good job, Jackson.
Good job, Jackson. Thank you. Have a great day, Jackson.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Logan. What's up, Logan?
How are you, sir?
Are you ready to do this?
I'll try it. No promises on it'll be good.
That's all right. You heard us, so it won't be any worse. Go ahead, man.
Zabenya!
Doesn't it feel good? I feel like a little kid.
Good job, Logan. Shannon.
Yes.
Hey,
what's
up, Shannon?
My daughter wanted to do the Lion King thing. We're pros. We do it all the time around the house.
Okay, we're ready. Let's do it.
All right. Ready, Marley? All right. One, two, three. Zabenya! Wanna cheer, wanna fall!
That is awesome. Shannon, have y'all seen the new movie?
No, we haven't got to see it yet.
Okay. I want you to, right when you sit down, I want you to do that in the movie theater. Get some video of that.
Oh, my God. I'll be sure to do that.
All right. Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
It is Mutt Monday, 99.5 QYK. Bud Doctor Forever Friend today.
Melanie's in here just falling in love with a puppy, a little baby.
Oh my goodness, you guys.
Get ready to just bust the internet. It's just going to break. I can't wait. Head over to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We've got a little puppy we want to show you. He needs a home. He's with the great people.
He's just a baby.
Pet Pal Animal Shelter, St. Pete. What's his name?
Do you hear him making noises?
Smoke.
Smoke.
Let me turn it down.
Beautiful undercoat of gray he's got. Yeah. Oh, he's very, very vocal.
Noise.
Did you get that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Melanie's about to start crying. He's making the cutest little puppy noises. He's trying to climb on my keyboard. Oh, you want to type some blogs for me?
He's going to take care of the whole show for
you
right now.
Thank you. That's ideal.
He's ready to go. He's all set.
Ready to go. Yes.
I mean, he looks
just
happy.
Needs some love.
And healthy.
Yes, got all the shots. He's neutered and ready.
Oh, listen to this noise.
And he wants somebody so bad.
What do we think the mix is? His color is absolutely
isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I've like never seen a color like that.
Chocolate brown, but then there's a little bit of light blonde.
But that's the smoke part of it. It does look like smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Like a charcoal-y.
There'll be a race down there for him, Pet Pond Animal Shelter.
Well, we're open at 11.
Yeah, okay.
You down.
All right, the race is on. Ready, set, go. All right, race on over to our Facebook page, the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We're going to do a video real quick with Smoke. Pat and Cricket, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Real quick, we had big adoptions over the weekend.
Homer
was adopted. And Kona was adopted, too. We had a two for this weekend. Thank you all for liking and sharing these videos. It makes a difference.
To a QYK listener, too.
That's unbelievable.
Love that.
Y'all are so cool.
Thank you, guys.
Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Go there right now. Come meet this little guy. So,
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Let's go to Nebraska.
Okay.
All right, so there's a woman. And she believes, like really believes, that Spider-Man is spinning a web of evil. And
oh, come on.
She wrote a letter to the mayor of the city of Nebraska demanding that a sculpture of the superhero's hands that were evil and dangerous, she wanted it taken down and that they couldn't post it back. They couldn't put it back up. They had like a little sculpture of Spider-Man's hands. Okay. Well, she is incredibly crazy. And then she...
You think?
Then she called the newspaper and demanded the newspaper... take the sculpture down, and Spider-Man. Again, this is all because she believes Spider-Man is spreading a web of evil. It's hard for me to read this story and not just say what I really want to say about people like this.
I mean, can say it.
Well, no, I mean, it's just like they take time up with the mayor. They're calling people, the news. These people have jobs to do. And this woman's on the phone saying that Spider-Man's spinning a web of evil and he needs to be kicked out of the city.
Just to think that this is only one of the complaints that the mayor got that week. I can't even imagine the complaints they get about stuff.
She said if it's not taken down, the sculpture of Spider-Man's hands, that it would constitute a hate crime and she'll be calling 911 repeatedly.
Great.
I have a feeling that's not going to go her way.
No.
You'll find Spider-Man. Let's go over to New York City. This is interesting. So there's a film crew, a television camera film crew.
Uh-huh.
They're out there doing the story on the heat wave. You know, the heat wave's been brutal up there. It's been hotter there than here. Yes.
My sister lives there. It was 99 degrees yesterday, but the heat index was 110.
Hotter there than here. Crazy.
Yeah, it was 83 here yesterday.
Okay. So they're doing a story about the heat wave, and as they're doing it, there is a robbery that goes down. There's a jewel thief on the loose.
We heard some loud booms. I turned around and I saw this young male smashing his hammer through the glass. I don't think he got any watches. They ran away pretty early.
Yeah, so they're doing the thing. Next thing you know, glass starts breaking. Guys start stealing right in front of the news crew. They looked at the news crew and decided to do it anyway.
Whatever.
They are still tracking the guys down. They got one of the guys, but the other one is still on the loose.
What are the chances of all the places to break into? You're at the one that they're currently doing a news story on.
Right. Yeah. They're filming live. They were doing a live report. And they said, forget it. We'll do it anyway. Not a great idea. Those are nutbags that are north of Florida. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
FGL. Man, we're getting close to that show. August 30th. We're coming up on a month from FGL and Dan and Shay. But before then, Luke Bryan, gosh, less than 2 weeks away. Not this Friday, but next Friday.
Man, it's just show after show. Such a fun time right now.
At this point, I'm just going to the gym so I can make it through these concerts. Like, I'm just trying to build up my stamina just to get through the concerts.
I feel ya. It's exhausting that whole day out there in tailgating, but so much fun.
And we met so many cool people out there. for Dirks this Saturday. More Luke tickets are on the way at 12:40. 12:40, Lana's got Luke tickets. So get ready for that. We'll have them all week at 7:40. So tomorrow morning, back at it. But Luke Bryan, Cole Swindell's opening. And we'll be running around the tailgates two Fridays from now. More backstage passes, more upgrades, Cole Swindell meet and greets. So I'd love to see y'all out there. Y'all blasting your QYK out there this past Saturday was awesome. We hooked up a bunch of people. So.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's my favorite part is just getting out there, meeting all the listeners, and then surprising people with passes.
Met this great girl. It was her 30th birthday.
Yeah, it was Amanda.
Amanda, that's right. Yeah. And she was great. Her friends were awesome. And we surprised her with John Party. She went and did a backstage little birthday meet and greet with John Party. So congratulations.
Good way to spend your birthday.
Absolutely. 7:40 tomorrow morning, but Lana's got him next, 12:40.